I'm Shema Haddoumi, and I speak here today on behalf of the Center for Migration, Gender and Justice as the Human Rights Accountability Project co-lead to address the conditions facing women, girl, LGBTQIA+, and gender diverse displaced persons in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Violence is on the rise, both in displacement camps and for the 72% of displaced people living outside of these spaces. Gender-based violence specifically is rampant, leaving survivors with limited access to justice and having to navigate related concerns, such as with regards to health and sustaining livelihoods. For instance, the DRC has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the world, and displaced women are given birth in unsafe conditions, which puts their lives at a constant risk. Health services are overwhelmed and inadequate, rendering women in desperate need of care. The economic struggles that displaced women and girls face are equally alarming. With scarce income opportunities, many are driven to survival sex, which exposes them to sexual exploitation and abuse. Despite efforts made, as outlined in the State Party report, more comprehensive and targeted measures are necessary to address the specific needs and challenges of women, girl, LGBTQIA+, and gender diverse persons in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. These measures may include a national migration strategy that is gender responsive and that builds on consultations with those affected, namely displaced populations, protection mechanisms for GBV prevention, mitigation, and response that cover the entire displacement continuum, inside and outside, and are evidence-based, provisions of health services and resources, especially with regards to maternity health, that connect to related concerns such as food insecurity and nutrition. Programs to expand livelihood provisions that support displaced women and girls who are at risk of sexual exploitation to meet their basic needs. At the Center for Migration, Gender and Justice, we believe that gender justice beyond borders is possible, and the suggested measures are a step towards this vision. Thank you.